The 5th annual Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention rounds out the month of March with award-winning musicians, free workshops, great food, and lots of dance. There'll also be luthier displays, band competitions, and outstanding live performances by the Mountain Park Old Time Band, Slate Mountain Ramblers, and Backstep. Backstep members bassist Buck Buckner and fiddler Nick McMillan are co-organizers of the event. 2 days of activities celebrating Surrey County's rich heritage of old-time music, and one of those is the round peak style, which is always elusive. Could one of y'all tackle that, just a round peak style 101 for the...
Well, I'll have to say that I need to pass that question along to Nick, since he was born and raised right there, and so... He would be the appropriate person to give that answer.
Nick, there's your handoff right there.
That's exactly.
Thanks a lot.
Well, the round peak music is basically the music from a very small area in Surrey County that's Round Peak. There's a little round mountain over there in Round Peak, and there's a Round Peak church. And there's about a dozen musicians that came along that were born probably around the turn of the century, something like that. And they took after the Charlie Lowe style of banjo playing, which was pretty intricate. I would say the banjo style is one of the ways that you can tell, along with the fiddling was a little different. Rather than like the Galax style, old-time fiddling that you played kind of on the tip of the bow, the round peak style you played more in the middle of the bow, giving you more volume, and you could play more strings at a time for big full notes.
It's a participatory music. You know, it's not to just be played and somebody sit and listen and passively, and not for individual artists necessarily to stand out. It's a dance music that's participatory for the band, who enjoys playing with each other, and also you interact with the dancers out front.
Well, it seems like that's one thing that the Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention does so well, is it kind of brings back those traditions in its own setting. I mean, dance is a huge part of the convention, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's one of the main focuses and points of the Fiddlers Convention, was that it takes place in the very center of the county, and it invites people to come out and participate and enjoy it as a community event. And several occasions I've had individuals make a comment that it feels like an old community dance when they come there, and so that's what I want.
And in the last 5 years, I feel like that Friday night dance has become more of kind of like a big community county party, because you see people there you don't normally get to see all the time, and they all come out to either watch the people dance, because even if you're of a younger generation, you still appreciate the dancing and watching the people dance, because the people feverishly dance, and the dance floor is huge, and they just fill it up, and it's an amazing sight.
Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention organizer Nick McMillan plays fiddle in Backstep. We've been sampling from the band's recording. He's a first-place winner at both the Mount Airy and Galax Fiddlers Conventions. He was joined by co-organizer Buck Buckner. Buck plays bass in Backstep, and he's also chairman of the Surrey County Planning Board. This year's Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention is Friday, March 28th through the 29th at the Surrey Community College in Dobson, North Carolina. Friday night's dance will feature Backstep along with Mountain Park Old Time Band and Slate Mountain Ramblers. On Saturday, it'll be competitions with Master Artist Awards given to outstanding local musicians. They're open to old and young alike, keeping this cultural style of dance and music thriving into the future. There'll be free workshops on Saturday, too, with renowned Galax-style fiddler Eddie Bond, award-winning guitarist Chester McMillan, dancer Mark Handy, and NPR's own Paul Brown will offer a banjo workshop. You'll find links to the complete lineup at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.